Hello, this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show with your host, Matt. We have an exciting show ahead. Well, all our shows are exciting, but this one is in particular because I have an interview for you. So if you go to our show blog, ausstrandedradio.com, you'll find that I've done a lot of interviews over the years on this show, but I kind of petered out a little bit over the last few years as I'm living away from Vancouver, where I used to record the show live. So the show is pre-recorded these days, and I hadn't got into the habit of doing any interviews except for people I met in town here who passed through. So I have had a couple of great interviews over the last few years, but now I've done my first interview over Skype with a band called Major Lane from Vancouver. Well, kind of Langley, Vancouver. They practice out in Langley. They talk a little bit about Langley in the interview. Sounds like a pretty cool place. That interview is going to come up in the second half of the show. They're a really cool band. They have an EP out called Willfully Obtuse, and we'll play all the tracks from it over the next couple of weeks. We'll break up the interview. It's quite a lengthy one. They're really great to talk to. So that's coming up pretty soon here on Stranded. But we're going to start out with some Aussie hip hop. I love it when some curated lists pop up on reputable websites like Tone Deaf. We have an industry, I believe, a lot of industry people have put their minds to compiling this list. So it sounds pretty solid. It's a list of 50 all-time greatest Australian hip-hop tracks. Now, I admittedly am not a big hip-hop listener, so this will be good for me to go through this list. I thought I'd start right back at number 50. I'm not going to play all 50, but let's do 50, 49, and 48 on this list. So first up, here's a track by an artist that goes by the name of Class A. The track is called So Bad, and it's from her first album called Me, Me, Me and Him, The Secret Life of a Receptionist, produced by M. Phases. And after that, we'll hear from Coolism with their track Head High. It's a very positive track. It was on a compilation called Australian Hip Hop Supports Canteen. I think Canteen was a charity that helped cancer-afflicted teens. So this is a real life-affirming track, Head High by Coolism. And then we're going to hear a lovely track from Jackie Onassis called Crystal Balling. And this came out in 2012. Okay, so here is Aussie Hip Hop for you here on Stranded. Starting out with Class A and her track So Bad.
Change sun in the subway, up late, worst time for me to sit and think. Tick, tick, about to explode in the kitchen sink. Problem with the passion is I'm latching on the happiness. And when the hiatus comes, I'm hating like an activist. Never imagined this would happen to a savvy chick. When it's so bad, I'm feeling like a baddie bitch. It's inadequate for me to be in between. Love I'm so bad, it's either full steam or fool's bleed. When I'm on top of my game, it's like... But when I'm falling down, I'm close to the cemetery. Is that line gets crossed all the time? I'm walking tightrope, veer off to the right. Cause I'm soft inside, oh so fragile. When I'm excited, be oh so frightened. Gonna do next, might blow you away like, what do we expect? Move to the left now, he made my heart pound, all of a sudden nothing, what the hell do I do now? I loved him, I love him, I hate his damn guts, now he left me right down there in the gutter. He would have nothing if it was up to me, but And if you like me again, I plan a trip to Fiji. We go down in history, start a family, or maybe just kick it one night in the city. It's that up, down, right, left, snub, yo. Makes me all ecstatic like Mondays and audio. Start the party, yo, getting pro with the cardio. Oh no, coffee's starting to own that Bacardi, bro. Dial, oh, 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 cause this girl's losing all self-control.
Ain't the style no more. When these kids go wild, man, I am so shook. They told me live it in your means, kid. I don't know what that means, man. I dream big. All day, I cut these scenes. So we light the night up like gasoline. Turning average into magic like a puppet full of beans. And it seems so simple. But when I turn the windows of my soul out the window, pointing where my info. Everywhere these people miss the point like an intro. And I first world limbo, but my man's smoking in. So I apologize. Ain't nothing for keeps spinning this water line. Baby, hate the mirror. Get a pretty face on one of five. And I wish that I could change your love. But ain't nobody plans and stuff. But it's gonna be alright. I'm crystal balling. Don't worry about that shit. Work it out in the morning. Get your eyes calling. We coming around. We doing it up, man. We locking it down. Said it's gonna be alright. I'm crystal balling. Don't worry about that shit. Work it out in the morning. Get your eyes calling. We coming around. We doing it up, man. We locking it down. And only people say da 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 da. Say da 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 da. Say da 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 da. Say da 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 da. They say these songs ain't the style no more, but when these kids go wild, man, I ain't so sure. Product of my context, alleyways, long neck, six in the taxi, got the backseat like a concert. We pile out, talking loud on some nonsense. We took shots for the ones with something heavy on their conscience. Lifestyles are the hip and aimless. Break up tunes and debuts, taking up the playlist. Rap songs are NY, parents say I'm Gen Y. Meaning I'm new school, hell yeah, you dead right. But you can't play pigeon homie, man, I'm shooting for the stars. Bring truth into these bots, making music from these skies. So you can't put it down, just paying the town. That's why we get high, make sense of the ride. So when I show up, show up, I know they don't really get it. Saying grow up, and I already did it. So we writing this manual one day at a time. We gonna have ourselves one hell of a ride. But it's gonna be alright. I'm crystal balling. Don't worry about that shit. Work it out in the morning. Get your eyes calling. We coming around. We doing it up, man. We locking it down. Said it's gonna be alright. I'm crystal balling. Don't worry about that shit. Work it out in the morning. Get your eyes calling. We coming around. We doing it up, man. We locking it down. And only people say da 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 da. Say da 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 da. Say da 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 da. They say these songs ain't the style no more, but when these kids go wild, man, I ain't so sure.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Anthas Yahuya, Talit Sin, Homasque Mustail.
Right, some Aussie hip hop there to start the show here. That was So Bad by Class A. And then we heard Coolism with Head High. And the third track was Crystal Balling by Jackie Onassis. And these tracks were number 50, 49, and 48 consecutively on this list that I found at Tone Deaf, great Aussie music website, listing the 50 all-time greatest Australian hip-hop tracks. So we'll certainly play number 1, 2, and 3 on the list at some point, but I thought I'd start right back at number 50 for you. So plenty of interesting music to get through here. Again, it's Tone Deaf is the website. Okay, new Australian music, and This Way North are back with a new single called UBU, and it's a positive track beckoning us to take a peek out from our windows and dream of brighter days to come. Great sentiments for this time where we're all living through a very uncertain world. And after that, there's a track from The Tiger and Me. They are a quartet from Melbourne, and a lovely haunting harmonies in this track. It's called Adrift in Time. And then Rolling Blackout's Coastal Fever, one of the most successful Australian bands in the last few years. They actually had an EP out on Sub Pop Records, and their debut full length came out also on Sub Pop in 2018. It was called Hope Downs, and their newest album is out, and we're going to play a single from it. The single is called Cameo. And This is, I think, first time I've played these guys on the show, so it's about time. New Sideways to New Italy is the new album, also out in Sub Pop. Okay. New Australian music. Here is Australian two-piece This Way North.
We're so close. take off that mask of burning gold for just one night. And so, my dear, return what's so cold, so cold. To find these thoughts, think all but can't be told, cannot be told. I would resign myself to fight all this deceit. It was the mask that turned your mind, so your mind. And after set your
talking. Your voice had an old melody like sweet river water. Back from the bathroom, moon in your hair. Late revival, it was a short walk home.
Sweaty, my arms were heavy. A reappear. Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
All right, this is Stranded, and we are online at ozstrandedradio.com. You can find us at Twitter at ozstranded, and give us a like, facebook.com/ozstrandedradio. In that set, you heard This Way North from Australia. They do a lot of touring, including Canada during the summer generally, but they're not going to be here this year due to COVID, sadly. They're a great festival band. But in the meantime, we have their single, UBU. And then we heard The Tiger and Me, a Melbourne-based quartet with Adrift in Time, and then Rolling Blackout's Coastal Fever with Cameo from their second album out on Sub Pop Records called Sideways to New Italy. It's time for our interview with Major Lane from Vancouver. Now, the band name is spelled M-A-J-O-R-L-A-A-N, but pronounced Major Lane. And we're going to get into, very early on in the interview, the origin of that name. It is truly fascinating. I do recommend listening to this interview. We'll play it over the next couple of weeks. It's a lengthy one, but these guys are so interesting to talk to, so I wanted to play for you our full conversation. Now, this record, it's called The Willfully Obtuse EP by Major Lane, and it's out now, available on Bandcamp. And it's released on the Shock Collar Records label, which is run by Evan Thomas from Williams Lake. So Evan, we've paired up to do this interview. Evan actually introduces it, you'll hear in the podcast ahead. I'm really glad that he connected me to the band. We're talking to two members of the band, actually, Steve and Gordon. And we're going to start out with the fourth track from the EP called Rebuild, and then we'll get into the interview. So this is the band Major Lane.
Thank you for tuning in to an episode of Shock Collar Records podcast. This one will be all about Major Lane's debut EP titled Willfully Obtuse. It was just released on June 1st on Shock Collar Records. This first song is called Rebuild. It's the first song off the EP, and I hope you enjoy.
You persist in spite of battle.
Yeah, so awesome, guys. So we have Steve and Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
And Devin, who was your bass player? What's his name?
His name's Valor. He's no longer in the band.
Oh, okay.
We're in the process of looking for reinforcements, looking for some new four-string action. Yeah. So if anyone's interested in playing some excellent rock and roll, get in touch, man.
Cool.
We're looking for people. We're looking for good men and or women.
To join your army. So I'm going to start out with saying, is there a military background in any of you here? Because you've definitely used some military imagery in the cover of the EP, Willfully Obtuse.
Yeah. I was a scout. Like, I was a Cub Scout and scout when I was younger. I was briefly in cadets for, like, a couple weeks, but then I was like, you know, this sucks.
Devin was in cadets for a good while.
Devin was a cadet.
He's told us about that quite a bit. So none of us have personally served in any, like, proper armed force. But, yeah, like, my grandfather was in the Navy for many, many years. And, like, going back in my family and on my grandfather's other grandfather's side, he was a radio operator in the Second World War. So, like, there's just military history kind of all through our backgrounds. And yeah, it's also just been a serious...
Great-grandfather.
It's been a serious personal interest for both of us.
Yeah. Also, it's just really representative, I think, of, like, our... kind of attempt of like take on the brand of like Canadiana, because like all our images that we use, like those boys are the Winnipeg.
That's the Royal Winnipeg Rifles.
Yeah, the boys on the cover of Willfully Obtuse, and the boys that we used on the cover for the single when we did Canadian Math were.
I forget.
I think they were Manitoban.
Yeah, they might have been some of like Princess Patricia's, but it's hard to say with a lot of those photos, like especially because guys, they get uniforms torn up, unit markings kind of get mixed around. Yeah. Maybe
we do our best to source the photos though, just so that we can know.
Mm-hmm.
All of them are Canadian like archive photos, so. But kind of like the background of Major League. Do you want to explain it, Steve?
Mm. Like the name of the band, why we as a bunch of Canadians have chosen a strange Dutch word. It's in honor of Leo Major, who's a soldier in the Second World War, Canadian soldier, who essentially through like a day or so of being an absolute lunatic and running around by himself in the Dutch town of Zwolle, he essentially single-handedly convinced the Germans to retreat out of the city. Like, just by starting fires and throwing grenades in places and, like, attacking groups of officers.
Apprehended
things like that.
The SS officer in charge of the whole garrison of troopers there in a bar and was like, hey, we're going to shell you. He bluffed. He was like, Canada's going to shell you and we're, like, invading the city. And then he ran through the streets throwing grenades and meeting up with Dutch resistance members.
Mm. And this was all because of, like he was just supposed to be a reconnaissance mission. He was out there with his buddy Willie Arsenault, who early in this mission got sighted by some German machine gunners and taken out. And Leo was just like, nah, I ain't having this.
He's on record as saying, yeah, that was the moment where I was like, they have to pay now.
Yeah, I'm so it was probably in French because he was from Quebec.
Yeah.
He went at them and he essentially captured that machine gun post. And then was kind of sighted and fired upon by some other Germans while he was escorting those prisoners back. And so he captured them. And then this kind of just turned into, like, he basically just got on a roll and probably, like, didn't feel the need to stop. Because why would you? If every, like, German who stands before you on this night of rampage is just, like, throwing their hands up and be like, yeah, I'm done. Take me in. You keep going. Just gotta keep going.
And by the morning, he had liberated the whole of Zwolle.
Mm-hmm. And to this day, there is a street in Zwolle called Leo Major Lane that is in his honor, and because they credit him single-handedly with freeing them from German occupation.
That is so cool. Is this an obscure story, or do most Canadians know about this guy?
It's coming into light now, actually.
Yeah,
we're seeing stuff on YouTube about it suddenly, mm-hmm. and people are talking about him more.
One French-language documentary that exists about it.
Relatively obscure as far as, like, if you're not Canadian or overly interested in military history, maybe you wouldn't know about him at all. But he did a lot of crazy stuff, and that's just one of them. He's credited for like hundreds. I think somewhere over 200 personal captures, like prisoners that he captured. Like, he captured 93 in one day, and he went, before this.
He went on to serve in Korea and do a bunch of increasingly nutty shit there. There's a story of him calling in artillery on troops who were attacking his position. And the radio operator, the artillery officer on the other end, eventually, like, he hears explosions in the background, and he gradually realizes, those are my rounds. This man is calling in artillery less than 50 yards from his own position, and, like, with pinpoint accuracy, being like, yes, they're in a bunker at this point, and artillery gets fired there, because, you know, Canadian artillery, or they might have been British, but either way, pretty top quality.
And they took, like, a key hill because of that decision.
Wow.
Like, they took back from, like, imminent capture a key position. So kind of like his, like, message of, like, duty in the absolute face of destruction, like, against all odds, and, like, the message of brotherhood, I think, is kind of... Steve was the one who came
crazy inspiring
up with the idea.
Right. So, yeah, I see. Gosh, someone should do a movie about this guy. If, you know, if maybe someone's written a screenplay already, probably.
That's the thing. Who would believe it? You can't put it based on a true story at the top of this movie.
Like, he killed basically... I don't think he really killed anybody that
night. Like, there were definitely engagements.
There were shootouts, but he captured everyone. He captured the whole garrison. He single-handedly, like, he really just got this guy while his pants were down in a bar, took his gun away from him, and then was like, here's your gun back. Get lost.
Yeah, we've got a massive army. If you want you and your soldiers to live, take them and go.
Yeah, he bluffed and it just won.
It worked.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for enlightening me. That is an absolutely fascinating story and explains the band name. We are talking with Steve and Gordon from Major Larn. Is that is how you pronounce it, right? Major Larn?
That's the Dutch pronunciation. Yeah. We kind of, like, I guess, we
Anglophiled it.
Yeah.
Like, essentially, I don't know, because a lot of people are, like, coming at us with the correct pronunciation.
And we're kind of like, we didn't anticipate this.
We just kind of went with it because Major Larn just kind of, it snaps. It flows right off the tongue. Yeah. And, like, I don't know, the fact that it's double A's, it's lean them together, it looks good. It's
the two A's solid make good look. Symmetry. You get the lane between the two A's, like, awesome.
And then it's a pun!
Yeah. And it's a pun. There you go.
Of course. So, we should talk. So, and we're talking about military and the crazy stuff that happens out in the war zone. Well, something crazy happened to you guys before this interview. You want to fill us in there?
Well, see, I am pretty much responsible for our lovely drummer, Devin Wayans, not being with us today. We were on our way to pick him up from his place out in Glen Valley. And I took a corner a little bit too fast in my 96 Corolla.
Coming on the highway one.
Yeah, on a bit of a rainy day. And she started slipping a little bit. I felt those wheels starting to go. Tried correcting the other way, and then met the left side concrete barrier at,
pretty
I don't
flat
know.
Angle.
We were going like maybe 50 kph forward, but, you know, maybe like 20 sideways. We're fine.
Yeah, like, we're okay. I was on the phone with Devin, like, hey, man, we're on our way to pick you up.
Yeah.
And he heard
just the crash.
Like, all he heard, he says, was like electronic glitching sounds. As like, was like, the words I said to him was, hold on a second, we're crashing, I'll call you back. And I hung up, and like I see the tire go flying. We hit the barricade side on. I like quickly both of us assess, like, okay, we're okay. Steve hops out the side. I see the back left tire go flying. It's like rolling ahead of us. It's totally snapped off the axle.
Yeah. And the rear left wheel ends up like 20 yards ahead of us.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm really glad that we're okay. Like, a little bit of soreness. Like, I kind of banged my arm to the door a little bit. But
yeah.
Nothing too major. We didn't hit anyone else. We didn't cause too much of an obstacle.
Lots of people drove by making like ooh faces.
Yeah, and two people stopped for us. So like shout out to those guys.
Shout out to those dudes we saw.
Yeah, they were very very nice, and we were able to get like a tow truck out there pretty quickly. And
the
I got $50 for
the
car. Same tow shop who sold us the car.
Well, you guys are troopers for being here. You have a military theme and you've stuck at it and you're at this interview, so I think that's fantastic.
It's all on me. I forgot about the rain. I wasn't thinking. We were talking to Devin. We were excited about like this interview. I was thinking ahead.
Yeah.
And I should have been thinking about the road underneath me.
It's a lesson.
If there's any lesson the people at home are going to take away from this, let it be that one.
Yeah.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show, and you are listening to part one of my interview with Steve and Gord from the band Major Lan.
You formed the band Langley, British Columbia?
Well, we're spread out a little bit. I personally live in New West. We practice at Gordon's place in Langley, which is essentially why we call ourselves a Langley band.
Yeah, it started kind of in the shit.
Yeah, Devin lives in Glen Valley. So yeah, we're all over the place and have to, well, until recently we're having to bum rides to get around. And then even more recently, we have to get back to it.
Yeah. And can you tell me one interesting thing about Langley, British Columbia?
Ooh. This doesn't look good.
It's kind of like a boring, like it's half a boring farm community and half just a slightly underwhelming, just small town. Like it's not small enough to be like a nice small town, but it's not big enough to be anything really a city. It's almost not big enough to have an identity, but it definitely does have one.
I think what's interesting about it is how hard people are trying to like plow the farmland, which I would say is its good quality, is the nice farmland that exists there.
Mm-hmm.
And like just so many apartment blocks are going up and it's trying so desperately to just be like, yes, we're on board with this Metro Vancouver thing. Please give us a SkyTrain.
Yeah, like those farms being in that position are like the reason we still have reasonably affordable produce in this area.
Yeah, but they're, slowly, everything's getting taken down.
But that's just my inner caterer coming out.
Thank you.
Something interesting that isn't like, you know, could be viewed negatively.
Yeah, it isn't just kind of dropping the elbow.
I do like living in Langley, but it's beautiful. I think you get a beautiful view of Mount Baker basically anywhere you go.
Mm-hmm. And like people really care about like their homes and the areas around them.
Yeah, like there's a pretty strong sense of community if you're in a like community that's you know, your houses aren't far enough apart where you're not talking to each other whatsoever, you know.
Mm-hmm. You'll see a lot of people who definitely put a lot of work into like their little farms or their little businesses that they've got going on properties there, and I like seeing stuff like that.
Excellent. And so the band itself, how long have you been around for?
2018 we released our first song together, and that was when it was just Steve and I.
Yeah. And so
before that we were just like ideas.
We've been banging around like that song and one or two others for maybe like 4 or 5 months before that.
Yeah.
Something like that.
What I think we probably Canadian Math.
Yeah, Canadian our first single. Cool. And that was quite a fun little project to put together, just us scrapping it out in that garage, the same garage that we recorded our new EP in. And that was Levi helping us out doing the production on that.
Oh yeah, shout out Levi, the homeboy, the man, the myth, the legend. He's really cool.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh yeah, no, he's just like another one of the inner circle of good friends of ours.
He's
got us off the ground. He's like single-handedly responsible for that being recorded and like giving us the fire under our ass to just be serious enough to finish it.
Yeah, that was his microphones for that session, which he then gave to us.
It was like spur of the moment where he was like, boys, I'm gonna just come over, I really want to record something, do you guys want to record Major Lan? And I was like, I'll talk to Steve, and Steve was like, let's do it,
let's make this happen.
Yeah, 2 days over the course of like 8 hours we recorded this, got it pretty nice. And then, yeah, Levi being the eternal bro that he is, just leaves us these super awesome microphones when he moves back to Vernon.
And he fronted a bunch of the money for our t-shirts.
Yeah, he did too.
So he's been he's a super, super bro. Huge
he's like
bro.
Massive bro.
Yeah, excellent.
He's got a SoundCloud. He does his own music too, so you know, check him out.
What's his SoundCloud?
I believe it's Levi Peter. Let me confirm.
And we drop a big shout out to our boy because he makes some really intriguing beats. Like, he comes out with good stuff.
Yeah, he's got that new age style.
And it's so great. It warms my heart to hear that sort of support, you know.
Levi Peter on SoundCloud. Sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah. Levi Peter at SoundCloud. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. How about the song here? It's got a very curious title, Captain Boastful in the World of Action.
Oh, yes. There's a great story for this song.
That title was gifted to me by someone I was talking to on a singing forum, where essentially they had made this big, long, rambling post talking sort of about singing technique and... essentially, they're broad spectrum throughout this many paragraphs of divergent and confusing dialogue. Their point was that, like, people on this forum don't understand how to teach singing properly, and I have the right ideas, and here they are, and you should listen to me. But it was so buried in all of this nonsense. And I left what I thought was a pretty innocuous comment, just kind of being like, yo, like, you've got some good points in here. Like, this stuff you're saying, X, Y, and Z, like, this is correct. But I had to dig through all of this stuff to get to it. If you want to be taken seriously as, like, one of the better educators on this forum, which you clearly want to do, you gotta tighten it up a little bit. You gotta clear out the, like, middle of paragraph 3 where you're talking about, like, your car and, like, milk and something. Like, I don't know what's going on. And they responded with, I think I can remember it verbatim. So where's your singing tutorial, Mr. Captain Boastful in the World of Action?
Oh, beautiful title.
And I'm just like, ah!
And that was the lead-off track to the Major Lahn EP, Willfully Obtuse. The track is called Captain Boastful in the World of Action. And you heard part one of my interview with Stephen Gord for the band. They're from Langley, BC. And we'll play part two of the interview next week. And thanks to Evan Thomas from Shock Collar Records for assisting and putting me in touch with the band. You can find the EP at majorlanbc.bandcamp.com. That's M-A-J-O-R-L-A-A-N. And Shock Collar Records is shockcollarrecords.bandcamp.com. All right, that's it for me. I'm going to leave you with The Church with Ionian Blues from Back With Two Beasts, their record from 2009. Take it easy. Bye for now.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra, Siyam, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Anthas Yakhliya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustayo.